Okay, today's Perek, Sefer Tehillim, Perek Mem Dalid, 44. And we continue with the Lam Natseach, the conductor, the next B'nai Korach, right? We have B'nai Korach back in Mem Beis. And we continue with the B'nai Korach Mizmar. Lam Natseach, B'nai Korach Maskil. The theme of this Mizmar is the first day. It's really split up into two or three. Right, the first half, the first part is Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are in charge of everything, and any of our enemies that we have defeated is because of you. And we have you to thank for everything. That's part one. But then part two, we get into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It feels like you have forgotten us. And there's a lot of Hester Panim. And there's Tsaris. And there's difficulties. And there are enemies. And, you know, it's hard to see you, but David HaMelech says, we never lacked our loyalty to you. We always stood up for you. Alecha horagnu kol hayom, as we'll say in this mizmar. So that's really the emphasis of the parak. Right? It's not clear when exactly this was written, but again, as we have mentioned, it is built into the psukim of Tehillim that it is from meant to be for all time. For all time, even though this was said by B'nai Korach, which was early, but still, it is about the future generations. It talks about Galus, dispersion of the Jews, which obviously was much later. The Abarbanel says maybe it's referring to his time, about the Geber Svarad. So there's a lot here relating to all the different Galias. But again, as the Das Mikra says, Kol Dar Vadar Mevinas Advarim Ki'ilu Heim Mechuvanim L'Shah U'Litzara Shunasen Ba. Every generation understands the words as if it's applying to that generation. V'doro shachayu b'zman gizeres hashmad v'kiddush Hashem pirshuas haksuv ma'mikdash Hashem shemasru nafshem la'mavis. Those who live through those tragic times. U'bavach lo yavdo avodazara u'matza bohem av divrei idud. And also it's encouragement for those who didn't bow to the sword, to the cross. Lo'osam shlo amdu b'nisan klap echutz av abolibam nisharu ne'manam la'Hashem. Inside they were neman to Hashem. That is the message of this mizmar. So here we go. Lametzeach livnei Korach mizmar. Alasech livnei Korach maskil. So the B'nai Korach and David HaMelech put it into Tehillim. Elokim ba'azneinu shaman. Remember the first time sukkim? It's about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, and we know He's in charge of everything. Elohim ba'azneinu shamanu. Right, in our ears we have heard. Rashi says, Shamanu Avosinu Sipralanu, our four first finished the pasuk. Our forefathers told us, Paul Pa'alta Bimeyam Imekedem, what you did. So this is on B'nai Korach, we don't have to say our forefathers. They saw it. That was the door of the Midbar. So that's why they must be putting words into the mouth of future generations. Rashi, Mikana Talamed, Shoyimadabrim B'nai Korach, Bisholdoras Halalu, Haboyim Achrahem, that B'nai Korach were talking for future generations that come after them. Shilu b'shvelat smam lo hayolhem lomar. Avosinu Sipralana. They shouldn't have said that. Shehemat smam ro nisei amidbar. They themselves saw it. V'hayam v'hayardin u'mechemes Yeshua. And therefore, it must be that this is, they're putting words into the future generations. So Hashem, we heard about all the amazing things you did. Ata yadcha goyim horashta. Right, your hand you put out and you destroyed and conquered goyim. Like the first Rashi on Chumash. The Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it to some nations, Eretz Yisrael to some nations, then He changed it. Vatito aim, and you destroyed them, and then you planted them somewhere else. Taral u'min batashalchem. Kilova charbam yarshua. It's not with their sword. Our forefathers did not win by that. Vatito aim is meaning you planted them, our forefathers in Eretz Yisrael. Kilova charbam yarshua Eretz v'zura'am lo hu shi'alamo. Not by sword did they win. Uzra'am, that they by force, lo hushila, but that was not how they won. Ki yemincha uzra'acha is because of your yemin and your arm, kaviyachol. Va'or panecha ki ritzitam. That's why it's your light of your face. Atahu malki elokim, you are our God, Savei Yeshuos Yaakov. Famous pasuk, right? Savei, command the Yeshuos. Hashem, keep saving us. Yeshuos, bring us Yeshuos. Yaakov, bechad sareinu ninageach. In you, our enemies ninageach were gored. Bishimcha navus kamenu. Only with your name, right? We will trample our those who come up against us, right? What do we say elsewhere? Elav rechem elav asusim. Vanachlo b'shem elokinu naskir. Kilo b'kashti evtach v'charbi lo toshieni. It's not with my bow and not with my sword will I be saved. Oh, it's only because of your salvation. Whenever you have the cherev and the kesha, we think of the unkelus. The unkelus in Parshas Vayechi, expanded upon by the Brisker Rav and by the Meshech Chachma, that Charbi and Kashti, when he is the uncle is Slusi Uva Usi. That means with my tfilos. So here, Pashtas is talking about literal. Yaakov Avinu says he won the war Becharbi Uva Kashti, and uncle says doesn't mean literal Charbi Uva Kashti. So here it says not with my keches, not with my charev, because it must be here. It means literal, but it's really with the tfilos. And the Meshech Chachma, if you remember, there says the difference between a cherev and a keshes. A cherev is inherently dangerous. It's pointy. It touches something. You touch a very sharp knife to a surface, to a skin, it causes blood. Kashti, keshet, the bow, the arrow, it depends on the archer. If you don't have a good, strong archer to pull back, then it's not going to go so far. If you have a good archer, a professional archer pulls back and knows how to aim it, that's when the arrow is going to be dangerous. It has to do with the archer, not just inherently like the sword. And he says the Meshech Chachma, that's the different types of tefillahs that we have. That we have the fixed tefillah, and then we have the personal tefillah. Hine cherev hu ba'atzmo mazik. Shebarzel sheish lo chidud, meimis b'kol shehu. Metal that has a point kills with anything. Ve'ein tzarach omed. You don't have to estimate. Aval hakashas atzmo ino mazik. Hakeshes atzmo ino mazik. The keshes itself is not mazik. Rak koach hamore. It depends on the archer. V'tolu lifi koach uverichuk hamore b'keshes. Vazek kara tefillah b'shem charbi. He apolo kavanam ruba. Cherev is a sword that's even without a lot of kavana. It's the fixed text and it's going to go far. Uba usi b'shem kashti shukmo keshes. That goes like by keshes. That depends how much the archer digs deep. Shema Hashem. He ends off with what we had at the beginning. Shema Hashem techina si zeba kashasi chesvicha kavanam ruba. The koshigen Hashem tila si ikach ein sar kavana kol kach. So it depends on the type of tilas, but those are the types of tilas. But here b'cherev b'keshes probably is meant to be taken literally, that we didn't use the cherev and the keshes against our enemies. Ki oshatana mitzareinu, Hashem, you saved us from our enemies. U'misaneinu avishose, and our those who hate us, you embarrassed. Be'elim hilano kalayom, we thanked Hashem. V'shimcha la'olam nodeh selah, and we will always thank you. We always thank you. Part one. Part two, and even though we say v'shimcha la'olam, we acknowledge that it's very hard nowadays. You have left us and you have embarrassed us. You don't seem to be going out in our multitudes. We're pushed aside by our enemies. They trample us. We're given like sheep. Right? Rav Hirsch. Rav Hirsch was way before the Holocaust. And yet Rav Hirsch says, because he saw plenty of by his time, says, the goyim treat us like sheep to the slaughter. To murder a Jew seemed no more wicked than to slaughter a sheep. Uva goyim, this lawlessness and lack of protection, which was our lot wherever we went, forced us to search constantly for shelter elsewhere. And in this matter, we were scattered ever more widely all the time. And that's titenu kison machal, and because of that, uva goyim zeirisanu. And amongst the goyim, we were scattered. Our dispersion became even more complete until we came to form only dwindling minorities in the midst of each nation. Right, and that's what the refer says here. Tizeno kitzon ma'achal. We're like tzon. How many times have the goyim, the way that they destroy us is they first vilify us. And they go to the PR machine to get people to think that we are subhuman. And we're like vermin, right? Is it so bad to kill vermin? Is it so bad to kill mice or rats? You get an exterminator. So you need an exterminator for the Jews, right? Once you have lowered the Jews in people's minds to those types of rodents, then it's easy to get rid of them. That's titnenu ketzon ma'achal uvagoyim zeirisanu. And you have scattered us, which means obviously b'nei Korach, where before there was any type of gullus, so it's talking al shem ha'asid. Timkar amcha belohon. And even when your nation was sold, it wasn't for a big price, right? Nobody wanted us. V'lo ribisa b'mechireyem. You didn't raise their prices. Tisimenu cherpa l'shcheinenu lag v'keles l'sfivaseinu. Right? You have put us as a cherpa. The cherpa to our neighbors, la vakelis. We are a laughing stock. The Vilna Gaon, I think on Habakkuk, we mentioned this, the Gra on Habakkuk notes that there are three types of anti-Semites in the world. Those that can't bear us physically, those that can't bear us spiritually, the Jew in the Judaism, and those that can't bear statehood. Right, and that's the plishtim. The plishtim are always rearing their head when there's Jewish sovereignty. That's why they were only around during the times of David. For example, David and Melech, when the sovereignty started. And the plishtim, adayam hazeh, right, with the Arabs, they've been, over the past number of decades, it's been even more than even the years before. There were obviously years before also. But But what they can't stand, what's deep down, is the independence and the political ability of a Jew to establish a country like David HaMelech did and Bizman Hazeh. So that's what the third type says, the Gra, hundreds of years ago. Tisimenu mashal bagoyim minod rosh palu umim. We're like the mashal. When people want to talk about destruction, we're the mashal. Oh, like the Jewish people. Minod rosh, they shake their heads thinking about us. Kol hayom kli masi negdi, all day my embarrassment is in front of you. Bosh is panai kisasni. I'm embarrassed by the state of the Jewish people. Mikol macharif amagadif b'oyuv mistakim. Those that curse me, those that besmirch me, because all this is besmirching you, God. But that this was all part two. Even though this is all the reality that we feel, kol zos ba'asnu v'lo shachachanucha. All this has come and we have not forgotten you. V'lo shachachanucha. We have not forgotten you. Interesting line of the Mitzudis, David. V'lo shachachanucha, afal pikin lo shachachanucha, milahodos lacha. We haven't forgotten to thank you. Because in every tragedy, there's always something positive. It all depends how you look at it. Rabbi Zalig Pliskin here in his Sefer on Tehillim, he says, everything in life is viewed, can be viewed by, you know, depending on your eye. Did you ever meet someone who was a master at finding things to complain about? Even when he was engaged in a celebration, his mind focused on minor details that were not to his liking. This trivial matter or that tiny facet was not the way he would have wished. Some people complain and they blame. At any given moment, we can only focus on a limited amount of data, and at times we forget to focus on the other things. Keeping everything in mind at one moment is humanly impossible. The question is always, right now, what do I remember to remember, and what do I forget to remember? Right? The thoughts that you have at any given moment create your reality at that moment. So even in this difficulty, the Sudas David says, we try not to forget the positive. V'lo shikarnu bivrisecha. And we weren't mishaker, right? We didn't falsify your bris. Chazal say this is talking about the bris milah. We never went against the bris milah. We weren't Shabbos. We were always Moser Nefesh for Bris Milah. I think it's Memtes. The Gemara says in Shabbos, any mitzvah that Bnei Yisrael were Moser Nefesh on, right, is still strong in there. Maybe that Kuflamid, right? That's that they were. Let me just find it. Kol mitzvah shekibal leim besimcha kagon Bris Milah kagon tzatzan ochei lemarsecha kamoti shalav adayin osin oso besimcha. If they were, and also kol mitzvah shemitz masru nisrael atzman aleim lemisa kagon avaskachav mumila adenu muchzekas biyadam. Right, that's muchzek biyadam. We are moser nefesh. How many stories of bris mila? Interesting. The Rinas Yitzchak has a halachic discussion. We know based on that gemara that I just read in Shabbos Memtes and Daflam and Kuflamid is about the Elisha Bach Nafayim who was moser nefesh for tefillin. So the Rishonim ask opposite questions. First they say it's not one of the big three. So how was he moser nefesh? Oh, shas hashmad. Shasha Shmad, so why wasn't everybody being Moser Nefesh, right? He was something different. So they say, no, maybe it wasn't Shasha Shmad, but certain Yechidei Skula, well, two answers. Either Bali Tosfos, you're allowed to volunteer, one of the non-big three. Or maybe if it's a Tzaddik and the Dart Tzarechlo, so to him to do this, so then that's also allowed. But the Ran there in Mesech HaShabbos says, even though a person is not mechuyah to be moser, but they can, even for a mitzvah saseh, So Rina Sisla just points out, by saying v'lo shikarnu b'vrisecha, it doesn't sound like it was something voluntary, right? It sounds like you had to do it. We wouldn't call it, we weren't mishaker, we didn't falsify. That sounds like it had to be done, and we stood up to the challenge. So it sounds like maybe shas hashmad, bris milah would be, needed, and not just a voluntary suggestion. So v'lo shikana b'risecha, there's more. Lo nasog la'or ochor libeinu. We did not go backwards. Vateita shirena mini archecha. We didn't turn from your way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With all the tzaris, we stayed strong in your belief. Ki dikisanu makam tanim. We were crushed. Vatachas alenu b'tzalmavis. There's so much death around us. Im shachak lo shem elokeinu, but did we forget Hashem our God? Vanifros kapeinu le'elzar. Did we bring up our hands to any other strange God? We did not. Right, Nisa Kapenu is the position of tefillah that's mentioned in Tanakh. Halo Elokim Yakar Zos Hashem, you can delve into it and see. Ki hu yodea ta'alumos lev. Right, because Hashem, you know ta'alumos lev, you know exactly what we are thinking and what is in our heart. The Beis HaLevi in Shmos quotes this pasuk in in his commentary, he talks about there on the pasuk Vayeda Elokim in Parsha Shmos, and he discusses the principle, the halacha principle, that somebody only has a taina of ones, ones rachmana patre, if without the ones he wouldn't have done it. If he would have violated even without the ones, let's say somebody is a Mechal Shabbos in general, and then all of a sudden there's Pikuach Nefesh, so he's Mechal Shabbos or Pikuach Nefesh. That's not called a Patur. Oh, Pikuach Nefesh, he wasn't Chayev. No, he would have been Mechal Shabbos anyway, going to the golf course. He happened to be that there was an emergency, so he had to go, but that doesn't get the Patur of ones. Tainas ones lo shachar akechadim, lo haya ones, lo haya oso, so the ones, hey, vio lasos, v'oz nechshav kilo lo aso. But if he would have done it, wouldn't have done it anyway, so then that's what ones. And that's because from the Hafla, the end of Ksubis. Right, the Havla says that you only get the Ptur, it's dangerous to go to Eretz Yisrael to make Aliyah. You only have that excuse if were it not dangerous, you would go. But if you wouldn't go anyway because you're comfortable and it's not because of the danger, then you don't have the Ptur of when it's Rechamana Patri, even if it would be dangerous. And that has to do with Chil Shabbos and changing calls with a firm doctor. But towards the end, the Beis HaLevi says, these are the pshat of our psukim of Yotes. Lo naso gachar li bein avateta shereinim in yarchacha, we stood strong, ki dikisonu makabtanim, even though we were crushed. Omar, ti bepnimiyas halev anachnu tovim, umalo shalofamim nata'a shereinu, right, just minach archecha. Once in a while, we turned our way, hasibahu yan dikisonu. It's only because we were crushed. So that's what, how he says, pasuk Yotes. Sometimes we turned away, but that's only because of the ones. To realize that we shouldn't be faulted for that. That's the Beis HaLevi in Parshas Shmos on Vayeda Elokim. What's Vayeda Elokim? The context, the Medrash says that we were also of the Avodah Zarah. So what's the difference the Malachim said? The answer is that we were only of the Avodah Zarah because we were in the Shibud. And otherwise, we wouldn't have been of the Avodah Zarah. And that's Hashem Yodea Ta'alum Oslev. Ki Olecha Horagnu Kol Hayom. For you, we have been killed Kol Hayom throughout the generations. We have been killed. Right? There's a beautiful Gemara in Gittin on Daf Nun Zayin. That's the Gemara about Chana. The Medrash has Miriam, but the woman named Chana and her children, and every time the king asked them to bow down, they refused. The introductory pasuk to this Gemara is our pasuk here. Alecha oragnu kol hayom nechshamanu katzon tivcha. Rav Yehuda amar zu isha v'sheva baneha. Asula Kamila, they came around the Kesar. He said, Palacha v'ras kochavim. And they each quote a pasuk. Anochi Hashem alokecha. All of them, and at the end, before the last child was killed, the mother goes and says to the child, "Go tell Avram Avinu that he gave one son and I gave seven." And the question is that Amr Lava Avram Avichem, Ata Katam Mizbech Achar, Vani Akati Shiva Mizbechos. Afi also lagag. Then she went, then she jumped off, and the Basko said, "Ima banim smecha." What, she's trying to show up, Avraham, I'm better than you? No, she's saying that, Avraham, you gave me the power to be able to do this, right? By your doing the akedah, you gave me the koach to be able to be most nefesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's exactly what the Nefesh HaChaim says, the Ruach HaChaim says in Pirkei Avos on the Mishnah of the Nisyonos of Avraham Avinu. The previous Mishnah from Avram to Noach, the 10 generations, doesn't say Avinu. Dafka, in the Nisyonos Mishnah, it says Avraham Avinu to emphasize that in these Nisyonos, he put it into the DNA of his descendants to be able to pass their Nisyonos, including being Moser Nefesh. That's the Nefesh HaChaim, in the Ruach HaChaim, that's the Meshach Chachma says the same idea in Vayikra Chav Beis, as well. The Rambam also quotes this pasuk in Hilchos Yodei Torah when he talks about, again, giving one's life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yehari Val Yavar, he says, anybody who gives their life when they're supposed to give their life, it's a Kiddush Hashem, like Hananim Shav Azarya, Akiva V'Chaveira, V'elu Hein Arugi Malcho Shein Mala Amal Asam, V'aleim Ne'amar Ki Alecha Horagnu Kol Hayom Nachshavnu Katzon Tivcha. Right, so that's the pasuk that the Rambam quotes in Hilchos Yodei Torah in Parakei relating to the those who give their life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ura, lama tishan Hashem. Hashem, why are you sleeping? Hakitzal tizach lenesach. Please don't leave me. Lama fanecha tastir. Why is your face hidden? Tishkach ayvein of alachatzenu. Seems like you've forgotten our lachatz. Kishacha le'afar nafshenu. Our nefesh has gone into the dirt. Dav kaleres bitnenu. Stuck to the ground is our beten. The beautiful thought the Aruch HaShulchan has. The Kamosi Shal Arav here quotes the Aruch HaShulchan that says there's a halacha that if there is Truma Temeya, and I replant it in the ground, Midaraisa, it is Tahar. It is Tahar. Because going into the ground is Metaher. So,
One might say that galus is called a zri'a. You find that a few times. Ve'ezra'im ba'amim. Ve'zarati is Beis Yisrael. It's a zri'a, we're planting. So why? Because it's to purify us. Just like the Truma Tmei and the Grema comes to our, so to the zri'a in the ground. So that's what the Aruch HaShulchan reads the psukim here. Lama panecha tastir, Hashem, why are you forgetting us? You might say because of our sins. Harishacha la'afra nafshenu. But we're like in the dirt because of galus. So it's like we're tar. So please, kuma ezra salanu ufdein al manchazdecha. The next pasuk says that please pick us up because we've been pushed into the ground. The klei yakar also in Bereishis on the pasuk ufhaya zaracha ka'afar haretz ufaratzta. Ufaratzta, the klei yakar has very strong words. He says, Mashizko, why does it say, Ufaratzta, kolzman she'inam betachlis hashiflis, az enam tolam betchonam bashem, we have to get crushed in order to go all the way up. V'choshvim tachbulos li'natzim v'pach yakush. Akin richak Hashem es adam, v'raba ha'azuba ki lobatchu betshuas Hashem, akshiyiru ki azlas yad eshad usam, v'ein ozer v'somech, they see they're all the way down, then the Yeshua is going to come, when you recognize it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kum ezra salanu fideinu l'man, has to redeem us because of your chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we'll stop here.